Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're live on You, the Owner's Manual podcast, coming to you from the Cleveland Clinic. This is number, I think it is 857A. 857A. We do have a great guest joining us as well today. But this is 857A, the news of the week. And what's new this week? Well, the odd omega story, the case for a breakfast feast, why you should eat more at breakfast, a little less at lunch, and a lot less at dinner. The other story is that is great is why you shouldn't schedule anything important at 2 p.m. Is lithium in your drinking water affecting the risk of dementia? That is actually in a good way. More lithium, less dementia, and why? We'll talk about, in fact, Amazon's major cut to Whole Food prices. Does that make Whole Foods a great grocery store? Or is this just pretend and they really aren't any better than anyone else? Well Beyond Wellness, the U.S. study revives the argument over mammogram screening. How long should you have it? Smokers hospitalized for heart attacks often don't get cessation drugs. The Wellness Foreplay segment. Many more children will suddenly be diagnosed with high blood pressure. Why? And is marijuana tied to your risk of high blood pressure? And of course, my favorite story, do fewer nightly dreams mean higher dementia risk? That is, why should fewer dreams lead to more mental dysfunction? We'll come back and talk about that. Our guest of the week is Dr. Chari, C-H-A-R-I. He's Director of Clinical Research in the Multiple Myeloma Program at the Tisch Cancer Institute of Mount Sinai Hospital. That's Dr. A.J. Chari, who we'll be talking to in the B side of this. It's kind of like a great record, right? On the A side, you get the news of the week, and on the B side, you get a great guest. And sometimes the guests are so spectacular, they're much better than the information you can gain on the news of the week, even though we're telling you exactly what to do from that news so you live at the top of your curve. And let's start that. The case for breakfast feast. Well, this means we should all change, and I have changed my diet radically after reading the data. In fact, we're writing a book on it, What to Eat When, which tells you that, in fact, we have a chronobiology. We have a biology of how we eat, and we are least insulin resistant, least likely to put on fat by eating the same number of calories in the morning and compared to in the evening. Eating in the evening, same number of calories as you ate in the morning. In the experiments, both in animals and in men, that is going to the reverse chronologies in animals that would be at night, so they do better early in their wakeful period and not putting on as much fat. So the data are eat early, not often, eat early, and go down less calories through the day. And of course, we want you to eat healthy fat and healthy protein early. And it appears that protein only decreases your desire for food if you eat it early in the day. The next question is why you shouldn't schedule anything important at 2 p.m. This is a fascinating study. I've got to look at where it was done, because it was done at a very interesting and prestigious institution. I think it was done at, where is this? It was done in the University of Australia's Swinburne University of Technology, where they looked at the where your brain was excited and not excited. And when your brain gets excited, it's easy and you feel rewarded and you want to do something. Well, it turns out the toughest time to excite your brain, the toughest time to get a response from your brain is at 2 p.m. It's probably why it's probably why we eat or drink coffee or eat caffeinated foods like chocolate cake at that 2 p.m. to try and get that rush so our brain gets more excited. But 2 p.m., you're least likely to tackle things successfully and especially tackle new things according to this data. Lithium in your drinking water. And what's the take-home from that? Your most creative things, do the things that are most challenging first thing in the morning or in the evening. Don't do them at 2 p.m. 10 a.m. fine, 12 noon fine, 2 p.m. forget about them. So we've learned two things on chronobiology today. One, you want to eat early. Two, you want to do creative work early. Lithium in the drinking water may affect, and in fact that means, or late. So if you want to creatively cook, if you want to learn new cooking techniques, do that at night, cook new things, eat them in the morning. Really interesting idea. Anyway, long-term consumption of tiny amounts of lithium reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Who knew that there are over, 275 municipalities in Denmark that they compared, and it turns out the ones with the highest lithium in the drinking water had the lowest, and not by a little, by a factor of 50% lower risk of developing dementia in their citizens. What does it mean? Who knows? But there is also indication that people with bipolar disorder treated with lithium as opposed to treated with other therapies had much less dementia. So maybe there needs to be many more studies on this, but if you see lithium in your drinking water, don't shun it. Your drinking water may help you, but pay attention to this. We may learn about putting a little more more lithium in drinking water. Amazon cut Whole Food prices, and you say, well, this is great. At least it gets competitiveness, and we agree with that. And we think Amazon does deliver wonderful products. I order things. I don't like the way they change pricing of books, obviously, as it drove all the local bookstores out of existence. And I liked local bookstores. But you've got to say they did lower prices for all of us. But the interesting point is I have thought that Whole Foods had a lot of food in it that didn't fit its credo, that wasn't healthy for your body. Remember, we believe strongly think you should avoid the five food felons. The food felons that are simple sugars, added syrups, simple carbohydrates, foods with saturated fat, such as red meat, egg yolks, and cheese, and trans fat at all times. And when you look at the Whole Foods offering, they don't follow that. We want you to have foods that love your body back, not that just you love. It's got to be a relationship. What I was saying was that the foods that you should have are those that love you back. And choose food, restaurants, and supermarkets that provide those, and don't go to those that fake providing them. U.S. study revises the argument over mammogram screening. What do we mean by this? Well, mammograms starting at age 40 prevent most death from breast cancers, U.S. researchers reported. How long do you take it into account? Every year. But how long? Well, until 5 years before you're predicted to die based on your other health habits. That's right. So the model suggests starting at age 40 reduces breast cancer deaths by 40%, and you go all the way to 5 years before you're going to die. If you want to do that, go to your real age, and when your real age hits about 85, then you might stop getting mammograms. But I believe if you're feeling great, no matter what age you're at, keep getting them. More children have obesity. Let me give you the take home from that is, talk to your doc, get your mammogram earlier, more often every year, and don't stop until you're close to where you think you've got another disease that's going to limit your life expectancy. I believe that's also true with PSA screening, although maybe if you're in a high-risk group like African-American or someone in your family has had a direct relative, meaning your father, your grandfather, your brother, has had prostate cancer then started at age 40, otherwise started at age 50, every year, don't stop till you're near or going to die from something else. The feds and everybody are making it much tougher to do appropriate screening and prevention care, but you take this into your own hands and push your doc to get it. Well, the children are more obese, and when they're more obese, they're likely to get high blood pressure. There's a risk of that, a risk of this problem, and the risk is accentuated, and we don't understand this, in teens who are using marijuana. Turns out that 57% of people who are usual marijuana users have hypertension, as opposed to, in the same group, less than 30% who didn't use marijuana. So obesity and maybe marijuana are increasing our high blood pressure risks in kids. Get your blood pressure to less than 130 and less than 85. The high number is the high side. Let it get at less than 130. On the low side, you want it less than 85. Do fewer nightly dreams mean a higher dementia risk in seniors? And the answer is yes. We want you to dream. What do we say to do? Well, I think if you're stopping dreaming, you need to do all those things for care of your brain that you could possibly do. That is, do physical activity intensely for 20 minutes three times a week. Do speed of processing games. Maybe we'll talk about that again. Every 2 hours every week. Manage your stress. Avoid those five food felons we talked about in the segment right above about getting food from an honest grocery store. Do the things, get the what I call the Fab 9 that decrease aging of your arteries and thus decrease the risk of the dementia, vascular dementia causing it. Get more sleep. When you do all those things, not only will your dreams reoccur, but in addition, you'll, in fact, have less risk of dementia. Dr. Guest segment this hour is going to be Dr. A.J. Chari. He's Director of Clinical Research in the Multiple Myeloma Program and Associate Director of Clinical Trials at the Tisch Office, Tisch Cancer Institute. It's named after the Tisch brothers, I believe, at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. We're going to find out what he's telling us about multiple myeloma trials and the great success they're having with it. If you know some, and there are a lot of people with multiple myeloma, but if you know someone, it's not a common disease, but it does affect you in very specific ways you'll want to hear about. And if you have these symptoms, you'll want to get checked out for it. That's Dr. Chari. He's coming up in segment 8. I think it is 857 B. 857 B. Dr. Chari will be right back on You The Owner's Manual. Thanks for listening to us, and we'll be right back so that you get to take charge and live at the top of your curve till very near the end. We'll be right back.